Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We should be able to penetrate the internet.
Do I need to be liked? Absolutely not. I like to be liked. I enjoy being liked. I have to be liked. But it's not like this compulsive need to be liked, like my need to be praised.
Welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net.
Hello, everyone. Oh, yes, this is a voice I know you haven't heard in a minute, but this is Marquee Davis coming to you on WDVR, DVRadio.net, for the Marquee Dirty 30. And if you recognize the voice, it's me, Marquee Davis. And I don't want you guys to start to think that I only come back when there's something massive that happens in the world. No, me and my family just moved. I told you that a couple weeks ago, and I just now have set up my equipment to record. And now I'm going to be faithful and dedicated to actually recording radio shows for you guys to listen to and argue with me about, okay? So if you have any questions, you can head over to Facebook and type in DV Marquee. You can argue with me there. You can follow me on Instagram at Marquee A. Davis 1. Also, Twitter, Marquee A. Davis 1. And you can argue with me there on any opinion that I have on this show that you do not think is right, okay? So, let's start. The one thing I do want to talk about are these mass shootings. Now, you're thinking, how does this affect me as a veteran or as a person or as a civilian? Well, it's simple. You know, these mass shootings happen in places where people would not have expected it. They were just chilling during their normal life routine, and the next thing you know, someone is opening fire, killing people. Let's look at 2016, June 12th, when 49 people were killed in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. They were in there just having a gay old time, laughing it up, dancing, drinking, and then Omar Mateen, 29 years old, came in there and shot him up. Let's look at the recent one that happened in El Paso. What happened there? Let's look at the Vegas nightclub one. So in Las Vegas, Stephen Paddock, he came in and started shooting in a crowd of 22,000 people who were there for a concert. Now, let's think about this, okay? So why am I talking about this? Well, there's a lot of people, when these occurred, who were very upset and very vocal about the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. I'm not against that. I believe everyone in America should have a firearm. You know, I mean, it's protection. If you know how to use it and you legally attained it and you keep it safe, yes, you should have a firearm, as many as you want. That's my stance on it, okay? But I'm also against having firearms that do such massive damage. Like, I know people say, oh, well, all firearms do a lot of damage. Oh, my God, what is he talking about? I understand that. But I'm talking about a semi-automatic AK-47 or a semi-automatic M4-type rifle, a carbine rifle. What are we shooting at that we need that many rounds to take down? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So even if you use it for hunting, what are we hunting, right, that requires me to use 30 rounds to shoot at? Bears? Are we hunting bears? I mean, and then people who hunt bears don't relatively use, I mean, they will not use carbine weapon or AK-47 to hunt a bear. No, they're going to use something a lot more powerful that's going to be single shot, you know, bolt fed, that's going to take that bear down. It's not going to be, well, hey there, Tommy, there's a bear. Let me just unload all of my ammo onto this bear. Not going to happen. Not going to happen, people. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. I know they're fun to shoot. You know, we shot them all. Every single one of us who's a veteran here or active duty who's listening to the sound of my voice from this station or podcast, you have shot a rifle and you have enjoyed it. I mean, it's fun. It really is fun to feel the power and the deadly devastation that it can bring when you shoot a weapon. And I'm not against people owning them. I'm just trying to figure out, why do you need it? if you want to bring up the hunting or you want to bring up self-defense, okay, but can't you get the same amount of self-defending power from a pistol or a small caliber, you know, sidearm? Why do we have to have an AK-47 that, if you know how to, you can make it into a fully automatic weapon? Because, you know, here in America, you can't buy fully automatic weapons. But even then, if I have an M4 carbine, you know, just a regular carbine weapon, I can squeeze that trigger extremely fast to make it seem like that's about to be an automatic weapon or a 3-round burst or something like that. You know, it's just kind of bewildering to me. It's kind of weird that people are so upset that a lot of people in the United States want a little bit more stringent background check. That's it. That's all I've been really hearing. I mean, other than the lunatics on the left-hand side who wants to just completely ban all weapons. We see how that worked out in Britain, right? They just had a guy just go on a damn killing spree with a knife. He just went on a killing spree with a knife. Let me look this up real quick so that you guys, I can put this into context for you. Because let me see. UK knife mass murder. Let's see what this says. Okay. Here we go. August 7th, 2009. All right. 2019. I do apologize. Where's the story? So some dude apparently went on a crazy killing spree with a knife in the UK. And I'm trying to find a story. This is from the National Review, and they have a whole bunch of filler in here. Like, okay, I'm trying to find a knife. I'm not trying to talk about explosive mass murders that happened in Manchester. No. Dude, quick rant. What journalistic school are these people going to where you have to write so much bullcrap just to tell the story? I mean, Walter Cronkite, what he would do, he would just get on the news and he would just tell you, today the president got killed. Boom, there we go. Wasn't all that filler BS. So I'm not reading that stupid story because it's just too much. And I don't care right now. So, but let's get back to the point here, okay? So when you look at these mass murders, people are also comparing them to the murders that are happening in Chicago. So let's think of it this way, okay? Murder with any weapon is wrong, okay? I mean, I'm talking about cold-blooded murder. Not self-defense, but cold-blooded murder is wrong, okay? Pretty much every religion in the world decrees that murder is bad and you'll go to hell or you'll go to whatever the bad place is that our religion believes in if you commit murder, because it's not a human's place to take another human's life. That is the realm of the gods, all right? So, murder's bad. We got that. Now, in Chicago, the murders that are happening up there are mostly gang related, okay? And bystanders are getting involved. So I saw a meme that had a list, pictures of people who've committed 4 or more murders at one time with a firearm. So this meme was comprised of mostly African American people. And it was mostly in response to when people would post a meme of the mass murderers who were conducting, you know, like the one that happened in Dayton, Ohio, the one in El Paso, the one in Vegas that we talked about earlier. So people were putting these up saying, oh man, all these mass murderers are white. And then somebody would respond with, no, you are a lie. People that there are more black mass murderers than there are white mass murderers. Because if you look at this right here and you look at the information of people who are committed in jail for 4 or more mass murders, it is 4 or more murders with a gun, you know, with a weapon, are black. Okay, and they was focusing on Chicago, and though the gang-related murders. Now, I'm not saying that there's a difference, because murder is murder, regardless of your skin, regardless of where you come from, regardless of where it happened. That murder is murder. Okay, so what I want to say though is let's stop trying to compare and let's stop trying to say, well, this murder, it happened last week up here in, Chicago, is way worse than the one that happened over here in El Paso. No, all these murders are exactly the same. They're terrible. You're taking away people's lives, and they're from their families and from their friends and from their jobs for absolutely ridiculous reasons. So what we need to stop doing is trying to relate race into what's going on. Yes, yes. A lot of the larger mass murders with automatic or semi-automatic weapons have been conducted by Caucasian Americans. But that doesn't mean that African Americans can't do it. Hispanic Americans can't do it. Native Americans can't do it. That doesn't mean that, okay? It's just right now we have a baseline focus that Caucasian Americans are the ones that are conducting these mass gun killings. Okay, now we all know about Malvo, you know, the DC snipers, when they did their crazy stuff. And I'm gonna tell you right now, quick, what happened when the DC sniper situation was going on. All right, everybody that I knew, yes, if you don't know, I'm African-American, I'm black, everybody was like, man, shoot that white boy up, that crazy, I don't know why is he sniping people at gas stations. This white boy done lost his mind. And then when they caught him, we was like, oh, damn, he black. I'm telling you people, okay? I try to keep it real with you. I try to keep it 100% just factual. And I mean, not factual because it's my opinion, but I try to keep it real with you. I mean, this is the real world. We need to stop trying to listen to the hyperbole of CNN, ABC, NBC, Fox News, MSNBC, and we need to start understanding that real life happens. It's not what the big pundits are telling us. It's not what the talking heads are telling us, okay? Life is life. We have our ups and downs, and we need to figure out for ourselves how to fucking fix it. Yeah, I curse. I do apologize. I normally don't. But I got to keep it real today, okay? Because these mass murders and this idea that banning guns of any sort is going to help, it's not, okay? Criminals don't follow laws. That's why they are criminals. So if a criminal wants to find an automatic or semi-automatic or a damn 50 cal, they're going to find a weapon. They're going to cause the destruction and the chaos that they want to cause if that is their purpose. Because guess what? They are criminals. So the reason I'm talking about the Chicago shootings and these mass shootings is because they're both conducted by criminals. No criminal has a sound and solid mind when they are conducting this criminal activity. Okay, even the white collar crimes of stock market, fluctuations and insider trading, you're not in your right mind. Because think about it. Think about Martha Stewart. Okay, when Martha Stewart went to jail, she was not of her right mind. She wanted more money, and so money is the root of all evil. So when you want something so bad, You discard your common sense and you just go with the flow. You go with the flow to a point where you are now conducting criminal activity. Now this happens, okay? If you look at the El Paso shooting, he wrote a manifesto saying how he felt about certain things and how his mind was about certain things and what led him to do these shootings, because his mind wasn't in the right state. You know, and then when you read the obituary of the Dayton, Ohio shooting, because they killed that guy, they killed that sumbitch, and I'm not sad about it. But when you look at the obituary, his family still saw him in a light of a sweet, innocent child, because that's what he was. That's what they knew. They never thought that he would go and shoot up a place and kill his own sister along with 8 other people in Dayton, Ohio. You know, that didn't cross their mind. So when they wrote the obituary for him, they were still mourning the loss of both their son and daughter, their family and their friends. You know, and people got upset about it because, you know, that's how we do nowadays. You can't allow the family, even though he committed a heinous crime and took people's lives. You want to see and you want to remember the best in someone. You don't want to remember the BS that they did in life. Unless they owe you money, because everybody remembers that. Oh, that dumb bitch owed me $15 before he went and died. But you want to remember the best in people. So when they wrote the obit, They were remembering the best. He had beautiful blue eyes. His smile would light up the room. And people said, oh, that's insensitive to the people that he murdered. Okay, I get that. But the family wants to remember him. Because guess what? At the time he conducted the shootings, he wasn't in the mind frame that they remembered him as. Understand what I'm saying? Am I making any sense here, people? If I'm making some sense, please just email me or send me a direct message, a DM at DV Marquee on Facebook. Or you can find me on Instagram at Marquee A. Davis 1 or Twitter. Okay? So right now you're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. If you have any questions or concerns, please hit me up. Right now we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, I want to talk about something that, I'm going to say it, that you white folks are so upset about. This Jeffrey Epstein thing. And I think we're upset about the wrong portion of this. So when we come back, we'll talk about it. This has been the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. We'll be right back.
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am Marquee Davis. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and continuing to listen. Even though my sound quality isn't the best, you probably hear an echo or sounds kind of... I'm working on it, okay? I got to get the room set up. I apologize. But let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein. Wow. This guy has taken over the news cycle and a lot of conspiracy theories have come about because of Jeffrey Epstein. Now, who was this dude? Well, he was an American financier. That's special. So, according to our favorite source of information, Wikipedia, Epstein began his career in finance at the investment bank Bear Stearns before forming his own firm, J. Epstein & Company. He was a multimillionaire who was well connected with certain financial, political, and cultural elites. So, in 2005, police in Palm Beach, Florida began to investigate Epstein after a parent complained that he molested her 14-year-old daughter. After the investigation, prosecution, and plea negotiations, Epstein pleaded guilty and was convicted by a Florida state court of soliciting a prostitute and of procuring an underage girl for prostitution on June 30th, 2008. So he served almost 13 months in custody with work release. And as part of a plea deal, federal officers had identified 36 girls, some as young as 14, who had been molested by Mr. Epstein. He was arrested again on July 6, 2019, on federal charges of sex trafficking of minors in Florida and New York. Now, here comes the conspiracy part, okay? So, he died August 10th, that was last week, in his jail cell, and the autopsy was performed on August the 11th, and the New York City medical examiners announced that it needed more information before determining a cause of death. Now, let me pull up this article here, because I believe that Wikipedia does not have this information yet. No one has updated it about his cause of death. And so, first thing that comes up is suicide, right? So, how did he commit suicide? What happened? Well, this is where the conspiracy theories come in. The first one, the most popular one, the one that the president loves, is that the Clintons, yes, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, have had something to do with him dying. Another one is that the Queen of England had something to do with him dying. There's a lot of conspiracy theories. If you go out there on Reddit and just type in Jeffrey Epstein, you'll see a lot of them pertaining to why and how he died. So let's see. According to TMZ, you know, TMZ, we love TMZ. They always have the hot scoops on everything, right? Jeffrey Epstein reportedly had multiple fractures in his neck bones, something that is more common in a death by strangulation than by hanging. The breaks included a bone near the Adam's apple, according to the Washington Post. Oh, we love the Washington Post here, don't we? and it was reported early on that Epstein committed suicide by hanging himself. This is according to multiple sources. Now, this has been updated on August 15th at 7:34 in the morning that Jeffrey Epstein's blood vessels in his eyes popped when his air supply was cut off by the bed sheet that was wrapped around his neck. This is according to law enforcement sources briefed on the case. We're told, this is TMZ is told, that he suffered some technical term that I can't pronounce. So let's try it. P-E-T-E-C-H-I-A-L. I don't know how to say it, and I'm not finna try it. Hemorrhaging, caused when someone hangs himself or is strangled or smothered, but authorities are confident this was a hanging. So they want it to be a hanging. There's also information about that the security guard who was on duty was new and that, or he was removed or something. And then you got some stories coming out that they switched the body, you know, that when he came in, it wasn't really Jeff Epstein or something. It's so much stuff going on about this. And the reason it's happening is because there are so many political figures and rich people associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, the president has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein. There are pictures with him. Bill Clinton, a former president, has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Albert, that's his name. Prince Albert has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein. And who knows who else has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein and his island or yacht of young girls being prostituted. And so this is what I wanted to say beforehand. We are overlooking the key point of this whole story, okay? And the key point is this guy was able to have around 34 plus, or maybe more, young girls who were probably kidnapped, get trafficked to his spot so that old rich guys could have sex with him. This is what we are missing out on. I read a report the other day where 1 in 4 girls go missing in the United States like every 30 minutes or something like that. I'm just paraphrasing. I don't remember off the top of my head. I just want you guys to look it up for yourself if you have any questions. That girls go missing in this country a lot. They don't always hit the Amber Alert. No. So what happens is we have girls 14, maybe 13, maybe even younger, who are getting kidnapped and sent to these billionaires' yachts, these millionaires' yachts or islands or hotel rooms or whatever, to have sex with them. What is the problem with these people? If I had a couple $1 billion in the bank, I would be living life like Hugh Hefner. I would have like 16 girlfriends. Why not? You know, of age, who knows how to do the things that I like them to do. I don't have time to be trying to train some young girl how to do what I like to do. So, first of all, I'm not attracted to young women. Well, who would be? That is ridiculous. You know, nothing is developed on them. Their mind isn't developed. You can't have a decent conversation with a child. And the fact that the person is a freaking child, why would you want to have sex with a child? That is the key point that all of us who are doing these conspiracy theories and posting these memes and coming up with dialogue of how he was killed, That's what we're forgetting. Now, who are his associates? Because apparently his associates should have known something was going on like this, right? Yes. So why are we not looking into his associates? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because his associates have shut him up somehow. He has either killed himself because he didn't want those people to be outed, or they had him killed. That's one or the other. That's only the two motives we have here. Now, who did it? Who cares? We need to find out who he was with and who his friends are so that we can start checking their computers and their backgrounds and their travel itineraries so that way we can stop this pedophilia crap that is seeming to be rampant here in this country and the world. I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, I'm thoroughly disgusted. I'm going to give you a quick story here. We were in NTC. Anyone who served with me and you listen to the show, you know this story already. I'm not going to use any names because I don't want anybody to get upset and have to go beat somebody up. But here we go. We were in NTC, and one of the guys went through another guy's phone. He had to use it real quick, and he saw some very difficult and different types of pictures on his phone. These pictures were of young men and young women, extremely young. The soldier confronted the other soldier and was like, dude, what is this? And he was like, oh, that's just my cousins. Okay. So then he took it to one of the platoon sergeants, and that platoon sergeant flipped out because that's just the way that particular platoon sergeant was. He flipped out and confronted the soldier and was da-da-da-da-da. So by the time, you know, first sergeant had found out about it and got the phone, everything was deleted, you know? I mean, you know, that's what happens. So they brought up a charge with a CID. CID went, confiscated the young man's laptop and his phone, and he couldn't have a laptop, he couldn't have a phone, things of that nature. And he was charged with child pornography. So they moved him to the platoon I was in. And so I had to, me and another sergeant, had to escort this guy around and go pick up his friends and stuff who were going to be character witnesses at the trial and all this other crap. Long story short, he got convicted of it and he served 6 months of a, what was it, 5-year, something like that, conviction. But I don't think he learned anything from being at Fort Leonard Wood. And I don't think his patterns have changed at all. And this is one problem that I'm just going to quickly bring up that I have with the prison system we have here in the United States, both military and civilian, is that they're not reforming these guys. Okay. I know he has to, you know, go in and become a sex offender and register and go to people's houses. Hey, I'm a sex offender and I'll stay next door. Just hope you know that. You know, God, I hate sex offenders. But yeah. Oh, here's a quick note too. In the city I stay in, it's a guy with the same exact name as me. I know, it's weird. And he's a registered sex offender. So when we applied for the current home that we're in, they were like, you know, your background says that you're a sex offender. But we saw the picture of the guy and you got to have the same exact name. I said, yep. I said, I found out about this a couple years ago that me and this guy have the same exact name and he's a sex offender. Not me. But I digress. I am just so done with stories like this. You know, every day there's a different story regarding some type of sex offender or sexual assault or some type of, you know, something that has to do with degrading females. It's just ridiculous. Females bring life into the world. They have one of the greatest gifts that every man wants, right? So why don't we treat that better? I mean, the sweetest, the most silkiest, the best, the warmest gift that can ever be had is from a female, if you're a man, you know? It's from a female. It's just sweet and smooth and silky. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you get what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? All right, come on, people. Come on. Let's stop beating around the bush here. I'm not going to say, you know, what I want to say. I know I like to keep it real, but I want to try to keep it a little bit PG. But still, why do we treat females like they're third-class citizens? I mean, that was a point in time where a black man had more rights than a white woman here in this country. And, you know, thinking about that now, you're like, what? Just look in your history books, people. There was a time. Black men could vote in this country before a white woman could vote in this country. Black men were getting positions as CEOs and things before white women were even considered to be of that equal, you know, as a man. Even today, if you look at the soccer, the women's soccer team, they get paid pennies compared to what the men's soccer team gets paid, but they win more. And you would think winning would generate revenue, which would in turn increase the salary of the players. But this is a whole nother show. Women's suffrage is a whole nother show that I can go on and on about, because I believe every human, man or woman, black, white, it doesn't matter. We're all the same. We're all equal. But yet and still, we still have this complex of superiority for no apparent reason. And this case with Jeffrey Epstein shows that. It shows that we are more concerned about how this guy died. And you can sit here and say, well, we're more concerned about how he died simply because we want to know who else was involved. Well, we can find out who else was involved. We follow the money. If you follow the money, you find things out every single time. Now, let's try to find these young ladies who were part of his sex trafficking ring and let's save them. But we're more concerned and upset about him passing, about him killing himself or being killed than we are with finding these young ladies, because guess what? We're more concerned about the men than we are about the women. And this has been the Marquee Dirty 30. If you have any questions or you have any concerns or you have any complaints, direct them to DV6 because I'm not listening and I don't care. No. Find me at Facebook at DV Marquee. Jesus, what was that? Find me on Facebook at DV Marquee. You can find me on Instagram at MarqueeADavis1. Also Twitter at MarqueeADavis1. And you can email the show at whatever email you choose. Email yourself. And then think it's Marquee Davis. That's me. And then answer yourself, because I'm not giving you my email address. You guys email way too much. I hate you guys. No, I'm just playing. This has been the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. And I'm Marquee Davis, wishing you guys a good night. Oh, hold on. Did I forget something? Yes, Barracks Talk should be next. Barracks Talk should be next. Bad Rick's Talk should be next. And with that, you guys have a wonderful night.